And in some of the communication I've received from the public and others, it has caused me to reflect on a number of amendments. These would be things that I think need to be fixed, whether this passes or not. But we have a limited opportunity to propose amendments, so I'm going to put these on the table for public feedback. They are three amendments. Fish Amendment 1 amends the Directive K on page 7 of the ordinance, and I'll just paraphrase, to provide that the commissioner in charge should provide a written report to the council and the public describing whether the regulations were effective and the lessons that might be learned for future written orders. So we have a tradition in this body of memos from the legal department often coming to us with a cloak of confidentiality. This is designed to make clear that whatever after-action report is submitted by the mayor is reviewable by the public and the council at the same time. But I would ask for a second on this amendment. Fish Amendment 2 would change Directive L on page 7 as follows. This ordinance shall be in full force and effect through strike December 31st and insert June 30th, 2019, after which the ordinance shall expire unless renewed by council. What this does is create a six-month sunset in lieu of a 12-month sunset, and I would ask for a second for this amendment.
Second.
Fish Amendment 3 adds a Directive M on page 7 as follows, quote, to allow council to consider additional tools to address the concerns with demonstrations identified in this ordinance. The Office of the City Attorney is directed to report to council no later than January 10, 2019, with an evaluation of additional legal options, including under the Oregon Constitution, Article 1, Section 27, quote, the military shall be kept in strict subordination to civil power, end quote. ORS 166.660, that refers to unlawful paramilitary activity, and, ORS 221.915, that's a nuisance defined by city ordinance, and any other identified options. I would ask for a second for this amendment.
Second.
So, Mayor, those are my three amendments, and they're now on the table.
Very good. Colleagues, as the commissioner proposing the substitute ordinance, I find none of these controversial. I would propose we just call the roll on Fish 1, please.
I thought we were going to take testimony first.
If we want to do it at the end of the testimony, that's fine. I don't see them as substantially controversial.
Isn't it best?
Public testimony.
Okay. I thought we wanted people to give testimony on the actual item.
No, so they're on the table now. We heard Representative Bynum said that she thought it should be 60 to 90 days, for example, for the sunset. So for us to vote on a six-month without hearing testimony when people have been waiting for over 2 hours now.
Okay, fair enough. Public testimony, 2 minutes each, name for the record, the microphones slide around. Please, people, if you hear opinions that are different than yours, it's okay. Let's all be respectful of people's opinions. We always call people who may have disabilities or people with children first.
Okay, we have probably about 36 people signed up.
36, 2 minutes each, good enough.
Okay, so those who have disabilities or people with children, just go ahead and come up first.
How much time? 2 minutes?
2 minutes, correct.
Yeah. Just be sure to state your name so I can mark you off the list. Thank you.
My name is Philip J. Wolf. May I go ahead and present now?
Yes, please.
Great. Hello, Mayor Wheeler. Hello, City Commissioners. And most importantly, hello to all of our constituents and community members here. I wanted to also thank the Chief of Police for coming and sitting and hearing us today. Thank you very much for staying through the public testimony. I think it's important that we stay through all of that and get to hear it together. I wanted to drive a point home about the ordinance that I have a concern about. Hopefully with that, you will understand that this will contribute to a lot of the problems that we have. I think that we're compromising the safety of a lot of Portlanders with this ordinance. First, I would like to review a couple of points, and then I'll make sure to wrap up. I've been to a number of protests since I've lived in the city, and I've never seen any of you at any of the protests I've ever been to. I've been at March for Our Lives, at Black Lives Matter, at motions and activities for people who were killed by the Portland police. I've actually led a protest last fall for reducing police violence. I followed that by the book. I communicated with a police liaison. I asked for them to not show up in riot gear. I requested that they not try and involve themselves in the event, that I would take full responsibility for any escalation that happened and contact that liaison as necessary. And things went very smoothly. We did have a truck that's actually been mentioned today with a big American flag that drove by threateningly. We did have community members and Antifa members that just made sure that we were protected, but nothing escalated further from that. And we did deviate slightly from my agreed route permit, but no one caused any property damage, and it didn't lead to any arrests. So through that experience, and then especially the experience I believe Wednesday or Tuesday night, but I spoke at a protest here in front of City Hall. I made sure that I showed up for the community, and of course to support the expression of people's voices, but to also study the police behavior, the responses in situations like that, and what the strategies were for handling those. So I came, like I said, as a community member to see that. I wanted to see who the Portland police liaison was. I brought my interpreter over and made myself known to them. I let them know my experience and that I was willing to help them, and he asked me multiple times to move items off of the sidewalk. Anyway, the point is that I think that having that communication led to better success. And later on in the night, while people were marching, there was a van that was giving police orders through a loudspeaker. And so imagine if a deaf person was there, a hard of hearing person is there and isn't able to hear those actions or hear those orders. The ordinance needs to be accessible for deaf and hard of hearing people are there. And the way that we're approaching it right now is completely inaccessible. So anything that's inaccessible and not serving the whole community needs to be held on and reassessed completely. And I do have some pictures that I brought with me today. Here's one that I'd like to show. I hope I can get it up on the camera here.
So, Philip, can you leave it with the clerk, and she can photocopy and pass it out, and I will get them back to you.
Perfect. I'll give them to the clerk. So just for the record, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned them. In relation to the use of flashbangs, I studied 110.
I'm sorry, folks. We're not going to be able to hear from everybody if people don't stick to the 2 minutes. So please wrap it up. Thank you.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you, Philip.
Basically, through my research, what hurts me the most as a community member is that the police department does not seem to have any accountability for the harm they've caused on us. There's a lack of transparency about speaking about their behavior, officer behavior, but there's a lot of talk about community action.
So please, when we're talking
about this ordinance, we need to be working together and continue to agree that we're living in this violent area.
Thank you. Let's stick to 2 minutes, please, or a lot of people aren't going to get a chance to be heard tonight.
Delighted.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
My name is Guy Champion. I am a resident of Portland. I was born here 80 years ago. So my roots are deep, very deep. I come to speak on, I'm here to speak in favor of the ordinance for emotional, constitutional, and fiscal reasons. Emotionally, like I said, my roots are deep. I graduated from Boyce Elementary, Jefferson High School, Portland State College, and University of Oregon. Okay, so enough of that. But the emotional part is I hate what's happening to our city. I watched Chapman Square being ripped apart. I got a flat tire driving my scooter. I use a mobility device in the Pearl District because of broken glass everywhere. Because of, I think, not far right wing, but maybe anarchist group. I hate what's happening. So emotionally, it really hurts me. Constitutionally, this is an issue that we haven't talked about very much about. We've talked about freedom of speech, but we have not talked about the freedom to move about our city safely without duress, without fear, without flat tires, okay? So constitutionally, I feel my rights have been imposed on many times. Fiscally, that's already been covered by our delightful chief of police. This is costing us a fortune. And I live in Lowerhurst. The Leaf pickup, they complain about the cost. But quite frankly, it's a fraction of what they're spending on violent, destructive protests. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
It's free now, by the way. Leaf pickup.
Good afternoon. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Sometimes it's not a good idea to do something, but it is legal. You can find a legal way of doing it. But sometimes it's not a good idea to do it. And when you get into freedom of speech, the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, it's really difficult to pass anything because that's the way the Founding Fathers wanted it. They didn't want you to trample on the freedom of speech, to have somebody decide where a protest will take place. I've been doing protests for 48 years, ever since I sent a letter to the Chief of Naval Operations saying, you know what, Admiral Zumwalt, it's a bad idea to kill children in Vietnam. And of course, I lost all my security clearances. And I received an honorable discharge out of the Navy after 9 years. So I gave up a career for the freedom of speech. That's what this is about, Mayor. When I heard you were going to do this, I couldn't figure out why. Why would you do this? Is there, slaughter in the streets of Portland? No. You had this fantasy of this clean, well-run city that nobody has a problem. Doesn't work. I come from a city that's not clean. It's the greatest city in the world. It's New York. People travel thousands of miles to go to New York. It's not clean. It's got protests all the time. What you're trying to do is impossible. You're trying to say, I can pass an ordinance that's going to pass muster. Now, I realize Ginsburg is in a hospital, and maybe you can wait until you get another vote on the Supreme Court that will screw up the Constitution. But I'm telling you, you pass this, you're going to be a one-term guy.
Thank you.
You're going to the Mediterranean to look for hails, to see if his boat sink in front of Greece.
Thank you.
So we can find
next
a little
week,
democracy.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Walsh, thank you. I got the point, Mr. Walsh. Next three, please. Mr.
The next
Walsh.
Three. Are there any more
next
with
three.
Disabilities or children before I start on
Mr.
the list?
Mr. Walsh.
Any more with disabilities or children?
Mr. Walsh, you are in violation of the council. You are robbing other people of their First Amendment rights. Did that occur to you?
I am not in violation.
You are. No, you are.
You're in violation. 2 minutes. You
we'll take a recess.
Out.